My quick statement, as part of the last TV fiscal year, I also was reviewing resumes and also serving on the board this year. And the different community work that I do also reviews and meetings with other USC to make sure that all parts of the community are represented by whoever is selected to be our program director. I would really like to serve on that committee to make sure all areas are covered and questions are asked. Next, we have Ms.
Logan.
30 seconds, please.
Very quickly, I did serve on the BD Service last time. I maintain confidentiality at all times. I was elected as a listener representative a number of years ago at a town hall meeting to a new director search committee, and I served on that committee effectively and maintain confidentiality as it's possible to elect people not on the LSC to those bodies and make a service. I'm interested in seeing that we have a renewal of the programming and meet community needs in a much more effective way than we're currently doing, and I look forward to selecting a
30-second
PD who can be
there. Thank you. Mr. Pryor?
No, I just don't. 30
seconds.
I
don't have any
programs again.
I've not heard that. The ability to evaluate the resumes and skills of the individuals. Racism agrees to politics and pick people who like them, but I agree with radio journalism. I've been in radio for 35 years. I've been at this station as a volunteer programmer for the last 18 years. So that's why I'm saying I think I'd be able to contribute, at least evaluating.
Right.
And that's why he knows what he's doing, because I've been just someone we like. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr.
Reyes,
30 seconds, please.
Yeah, first of all, I serve on a lot of committees, and I believe I work very effectively in committees. I will keep confidentiality. I also am an employment specialist in my professional life, so I do know how to evaluate and analyze resumes. I do help people find work on a daily basis, so I am able to serve in this capacity. And I would bear in mind the consciousness of the listeners and the kind of programming that they're listening to now, which I think could be improved on. And I'm hoping that a new PD would be able to do that, be more transparent, more community-driven.
Thank you. Dr. Wiener, last 30 seconds.
I served on the previous PD Search Committee. I previously served on the DM Search Committee. I have a PhD in physiological psychology and courses of education, learned about psychological evaluations, and have lots of expertise about rating scales and the theories of evaluation stuff. I'm going to get it done before I answer your vote.
Thank you. We'll take public comments on the PD Search election nominee.
Some of us are also putting our hats on the door, names in the hat. Are we in that position right now, or we are simply to comment on?
Right now you're commenting on LSC
okay.
member election.
Very good. I already have, how many positions are we going to fill with on the LSC exactly?
Eight
positions. Excellent. And magnificent. I already know who those eight should be. Chuck Anderson, Lydia Berzon, Ted Granwell, Michael Novick, Lawrence Reyes, Rodrigo Argueta, and I would like Anthony for balancing. I feel that we got to move on with this stuff right away. We have been delayed. We have been sabotaged, just like our elections were sabotaged in December for the LSC. And we have to put our foot forward, elect someone, as Lawrence has said, who is listening to the listeners, who is transparent, who is willing to take input and not work and function militarily, dictatorially, indeterminately in an interim position that seems to have gone forever. This person has got to be changed with someone radically different. Thank you.
Thank you.
As Francisco Madero said, with regard to the renewal of Porfirio Diaz's dictatorship, he said no renewal. I hope that all of you make a pledge not to bring back the incompetent person who is in that position, who is part of a faction that wants to keep this the station in the hands of right-wingers such as Mr. Ian Masters and other people who are pro-war, pro-Democrat, pro-anti-people, and that's what I think you ought to do as members. If you get in, make a pledge not to remove the person who is in there now.
I mainly want to thank you for rejecting your contract attempt to settle this process.
Yeah.
It's been 3 years since we have had an interim PD. Interims do not normally make major decisions restructuring programming. That is being done, first of all. We cannot afford to keep going on with an interim, and we cannot afford to keep going for various, various reasons. So I want to just thank you.
Yes. Today I was in downtown LA. Thousands of people were there, you know, demanding, you know, what this system has done to Trayvon Martin. Last week too. But where was the station? Where was the station? The only person was, Fernando was, you know, interviewing people. We need a station, you know, to have a news department to be on top of everything. That's why we lose our listeners and we are having problems and you are sitting here. None of you, in the last week, none of you, except you, that they were in every corner of city, you know, to attack the system that, you know, is killing this innocent, you know, person, Trayvon Martin. Every 24 hours in this country, they are killing a black people. And look at him.
Yeah, point one. This thing about interim or acting, I think it's a bunch of nonsense. It's somewhere in the same category as Alan. I mean, someone who holds a position, they have to exercise that position to the fullest, whether you like it or not. If you don't like them, get rid of them. First of all, get rid of this acting interim nonsense.
Right.
Guy Alan's been there for 3 or 4 years. It's too bad. Whether you like him or not, he is the acting, he is the program director. And my point is not for or against anybody. I'm saying this language problem, you've got to be gotten rid of, I hope. And also the factional business. You need people on this board who are not so factional risen that they won't pay attention to other points of view. We need program people who are open to, again, you've heard this before from me, to dialogue and debate on a range of issues, even people and ideas you don't like. And so it would be sad if this committee is made up of people of one or the other faction, or both factions fighting each other. I hope that isn't the case. And finally, the last point is, it's the manager, the general manager, who has the authority to select the program director. You recommend, you don't appoint, this body doesn't appoint us. I've done this body for 6 years, serving this committee, and we had these problems before. When Eva Georgia was, and this body was picking a program director, the body voted one way, not the body, but the public, in Eva, Georgia.
Can we
just sit around? Everybody here has a very strong opinion, wants their way as usual. And the reason I come to these meetings is just to get stimulated because it's so conflicted and so strong and everybody is so righteous and none of you are right. Because we can't
save
the
two.
We'll go with our
summary. Okay, as usual, this is an FTD vote.
Yeah.
So,
I'm in a meeting.
You look at the list of names and choose your most preferred person and put a 1 after their name. Your next most preferred, you put a 2. And you keep on going as long as you want or can.
I'll probably
to rank the choices like with that. Numbers corresponding to the order in which you would most prefer to be elected to the position.
Madam Chair, I move to reconsider. Through the chair.
I may. And Chris, I'm
okay.
One of the newer members of the tribe.
process. I understand. Fred, Blair, could you take your phone call outside, please? Part of this process, please understand that the chair, vice chair, secretary oftentimes have to share notes or procedural things, that we don't need to interrupt everybody, so we allow people to continue the process, we don't stop it, but we need to compare notes and take a moment oftentimes. So it's not disrespectful, it's just so you understand where that is.
No problem, but don't order.
If you want to be called
on,
she'll call your name.
Okay.
Raise your hand.
But there's a parliamentary reason why I should be called if it'll be more of the vote. Begins, and I think that the parliamentarian would support that. On a motion to reconsider.
That means that, you know, a motion to reconsider is in order, even if the vote took place when a member of the prevailing side who wants to change the vote. So if you want to reconsider the question, so first there would be a vote on the motion to reconsider. If the motion to reconsider passes, then the earlier vote is retaken.
Is it because we're in the chair vote?
Yes, I believe that's the vote
Chris, can you clarify what you're moving to reconsider? I made a mistake on my vote. I didn't really understand what we were voting for.
Which
just to clarify, I'm not in favor of proceeding with a listener staff election because I'm opposed to listeners or and particularly staff being on the PD search committee. And so I am changing my vote to delay pending the outcome of the PNB's decision on the question of staff members. And so I was confused and I voted the wrong way.
What it means to call for a new vote is what you're saying.
I want to change my vote because I intended to vote for something.
You need to be called on. So, I understand you want to call on John Conchal, boldly, the Dutch mayor. Chris, respectfully, it sounds like you're calling for a new vote. Rather than saying you're going to change your vote, the proper process
is calling
for a new vote because you change your mind and we'll just call for a new vote.
Correct.
I have a question, actually, if I may address another member of the board, John. If you're making a motion to rescind the process, is the motion that you're going to include to replace it, will it include staff? Since that is specific to the...
This is not the motion that Chris has made. He is voting on the prevailing side, and as a result, he is moving to reconsider the chair who voted.
I believe that the vote that you would like to change your vote on was when it was appealing the decision of the chair. Is that correct? That was the vote that you would like
to
I'm not sure.
There was an appeal to my decision as chair to honor the body's decision in the beginning to approve the agenda without that motion.
Yes, my vote is to wait until we hear from the PNB.
Right, because you're reconsidering your support of the chair's ruling, which does not allow that.
Correct. Without.
So we will re-vote.
Nothing against you.
Oh, no.
Hello,
can
I be recognized?
Okay.
So there's a motion on the floor to reconsider. Is there a second?
Yes.
I would like to ask Summer to recuse herself from this vote. I should have mentioned that earlier. As an interim executive director, that she's in a management position, the same way that the general manager is in a management position here at this station, and I don't think that she should be voting on this process. So I suggest that she recuse herself from this vote.
The motion right now.
I'm sorry, I have a right to say my comments.
There's a motion on the floor.
And I can speak to the motion and to the quote, the situation at hand.
If I may, as having served as the co-chair of two channel managed church meetings at this radio station and then on several of these committees, I first want to address Lydia's concern. I obviously was asleep when, however, this got passed, the PMD will allow members of the public on these committees. We are the most poorest organization I've ever laid eyes on in my life. Right. Every single search committee is compromised by breaches of confidentiality, usually by people who have a fiduciary responsibility and can be punished. And yet we fail to punish them for this. We subject ourselves to litigation on a regular basis, and now we want to include members of the public against whom we can levy no sanction if they violate the process whatsoever. I've already put in a call to HR, yes, to find out if this is even permissible, much less like a good idea. And this doesn't affect me, and I do not feel the need to recuse myself because I am still a voting member of the board. If it was incumbent on something affecting me, I've always recused myself on everything that has anything to do with myself, as an individual, and a job, or anything else. I don't see how voting on policy issues and how we conduct search committees and protect organizations from litigation is something I need to recuse myself.
We do.
So, thank you.
We do have a motion on the floor.
I've got my hands up for quite a while.
You're on the queue.
Allow that. So let's please maintain it towards the motion that's on the floor. Ms. Kaufman?
First of all, ultimately, I think these search committees need to be taken out of the hands of the board entirely because they're completely unsuccessful and the process has always been corrupted by people who don't abide by rules, number one. Number two, we have to be in closed session as of 15 minutes ago, so we need to wrap this up and get into closed session. Number three, is it possible to turn down the air conditioning?
I do believe that someone needs to recuse herself because she came to the last meeting where there was a program search committee in place.
Point of order, and not the motion on the floor.
And scuttled the process. Well, the reason why this process is being stalled is because obviously our IED does not agree. She just stated her philosophical position on listeners being able to, for some reason, you use their credit cards to support this foundation, and they use their cash to support this foundation, but yet cannot have a voice on the process of selecting somebody that's responsible for putting the product on the air. So, again, this is just another stalling tactic, and Mr. Connors should not support it.
Okay, so I wanted to speak against the motion to reconsider the significant aspect of staff participation is not open for questions, which is the issue that Mr. Connors is addressing. If we elect members only from the LSE, it would include staff. If we elect members as well from listening to staff, it could include staff or not. There's no difference. As far as the question of listeners being represented, as I mentioned, I was elected as a listener representative at a town hall meeting to administrate the search committee. I signed the oath of confidentiality, and I maintained it better than some of the members of the board that were on it. And I considered the implication that listeners who participate in such a process would be likely to violate such an oath of confidentiality.
On the question to reconsider the vote that was taken concerning your decision. So this is a vote to reconsider that vote.
Those in favor of reconsidering that vote, please raise your hand.
Which vote?
Reconsider. Everybody else.
A vote on the ruling of the chair.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yes. Those who are not in favor of reconsidering, to vote. To vote on my decision, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Abstention?
Are you voting? I move that we adjourn.
We have not even had the vote.
No, it's 7-9 right now,
though. Any abstentions?
7-9.
Motion carries to reconsider.
Your vote.
Should the ruling of the chair be upheld? The ruling was to honor the board's initial decision to not have on the agenda Mr. Crumshaw's motion.
Right.
Okay. So those in favor.
I'm confused.
The chair has ruled to honor the decision of the body and to not have Mr. Crumshaw's motion on the agenda.
So this vote is to uphold that ruling.
If you support my ruling to not have that on the agenda, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yes, 8.
No. Okay, I'm lost. 7 or 8? 7.
Those opposed to ruling the chair?
Hold on. Those opposed to ruling the chair?
I move we adjourn until and close session right now.
Could you announce the vote?
Are there any abstentions?
9-7 against the chair's ruling.
Are there any abstentions?
And you can vote as well.
Point of order.
Is the motion now on the agenda to postpone?
Can
you please
read the motion?
Yeah.
Your motion?
I move to postpone any decision on the PB search or furthering the process until we hear from the national level.
Motion
to postpone further action on the PB search committee until we have had a ruling on the legality of including members of the public in this committee from the Pacific Foundation.
Motion to amend.
Hold on.
What is going on here?
hold on, hold on. Wait till we address
there's an amendment.
Let me queue up.
And I just wanted to point out that
I will revoke right now.
We always have public comments before voting.
Always have. Well, we are out of time.
Oh, well. Motion.
There's a motion to amend on the floor.
Withdrawn.
Okay, so we will take public comments for 7.5 minutes before the vote.
You know, it's outrageous to see what is going on here.
Yeah.
You know, I can hear people talk about the factions, and it's quite evident that Mr. Crenshaw, when last meeting came out and said he practically was crying, that, you know, he worked on this committee and somebody sabotaged it, and he said, well, we got to move forward on this. Now he's totally changed. What has happened in the interim? Who got to him? Who changed his mind? Is he afraid that maybe he will lose his program as a new person who takes over, that he has his program every year? And, you know, he always takes the union side over there for his program from the UCLA, who's done more damage to the bilingual and English language children in this district. And, you know, it's ridiculous, it's outrageous, and we have to stop white supremacy. That's what got Trayvon Martin killed. And you want to go along ahead with this type of thing? You have it in your conscience that you can maybe change the world, change the United States? I mean, we have this situation going on that white people have a better chance of having quote-unquote justice than black people or brown people. And, you know, that's not right. And I think you have to consider that in your mind when you make this vote. Because a lot of people who are running as listeners are black and brown, and there's some progressive white people too, so that's very good. But you got to stop this other thing, white supremacy. I think it's very important. You need to consider it in your soul, in your heart, and stop all this stuff that's going on. That's what's white. Trayvon Martin was killed, and there's no justice for him.
Thank you.
Hi, my fellow Americans, have you forgotten your oath to right? Have you forgotten what it is to resist the onslaught of empire? I call on you to do the right thing today. Now, I believe that we can all work together if we put our minds together. And it is time we do that, because we are losing Pacific Island. Let's put all our minds together. Let's do the right thing. And John Crenshaw, you're out.
Well, we're doomed to repeat it. Guy Fox is still within a month and totally set up. I apologize for the mask. Ford Motor Company patented the word, or copyrighted the word, going forward, or moving forward. It's such a pleasure to hear it, because within weeks of their new program, and that's in 2005, they hired 100,000 Ford employees. This is something this organization just doesn't seem to be willing to do. I'm treasurer of a political party, and everything I do is published, is totally public, and at least in terms of our management, I'd very much like to see our placement of personnel in these slots, A, term limited, and B, public. So they can't sue us because we somehow slipped their name into the ether. As Donald Warren argued, the idea that a management position in Pacifica is somehow an opaque, secret process is insane.
Well, I see democracy is a tricky business, obviously, but I hope that if there is a rethinking on the part of the national point of it, that they will think of a process that is a little more rational and fair. Over the years, we have violated and observed in various ways almost every one of our rules, elections, selection, and so on. I'm not saying that's good. All I'm saying is not a way to run a railroad or a reader station. And I feel a sense of futility in saying what I'm saying. It's just venting and no one pays attention. Anyhow, but unless we have more rational processes that are open, that are clear, that are functional for our survival and enhancement, we're just going to destroy ourselves. We once had a TV station there. We, meaning a lot of Silka people, Channel 58 in the 1970s. It was destroyed itself by infighting. Channel 68 in the 1970s. KTVF. Been listening to sponsored TV. Anyhow, we survived a long time. Hope we're going to survive some more, but it's going to take more than just petty debate arguments, I'm sorry to say, which I hear on both sides. I'm not saying to everybody, but enough of them. It's sad. Let's try to be clear and honest with each other and set up fair processes. So that everybody has a chance and a voice and survive and thrive.
Thank you.
Ditto.
My name is Linda Green. I'm an active volunteer and member and an avid listener of APSA. I heard about the announcement for volunteer participation in this process many times. I thought about it very hard before coming. I have a lot of other things to do. I never knew why there was an interim program director for so long. But I came prepared to make a thoughtful and considerate attempt to participate in this process. It took me 2 hours to come down here by public transportation. It'll take me another 2 hours to come back. And frankly, I find it that you owe old people like us an apology.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Very quickly, I wanted to say that your vote was very well considered. There is no reason that you cannot be moving ahead. You have 8 people that can be elected. That's certainly the case. But the whole thing is in the grasp. Those 3 people who could be elected in the positions that you specifically allotted, thankfully, so that we could get new people, like the woman who just spoke, and those could be conditional. If you're so concerned about a PND ruling, you can move forward right now with this election, but you are stalling once again. I don't know what your agenda is. I don't know why you keep stalling, but this is really outrageous. 3 years for an interim position is way, way beyond anything rational for any kind.
It's more than 3 years, Chairman.
First of all, thank you very much to everybody of you guys. I know that it's very difficult to deal with this kind of problem that you have. You know, it's always happened in the organization. So that we have this kind of debate, and that is sometimes helpful because we combine different ideas. We try to find new people. And it's well appreciated. And you have to remember that the racism doesn't come only for one group. It comes from everyone of us that believe that it's race issue that we have to properly hear. You know, that this is the white supremacist, somebody mentioned that. It's nothing. We have to try to lead the society with our example, you know. Forget about this thing that the racist thing. If the extension is the only one that we can listen, Richard Wolff, you know, and Noam Chomsky is the only one that we have that extension, that we had the chance to hear Gary Noll, that we had John Harman, you know, that is immense guy that explained this problem from the very, very root that the people need to know the problem, you know, definitely. So forget about that race, because the race, you just have to mention that this, the race starts from us. See us as a human being, as a human that trying to do the change, and we are, can say, the exception, trying to the best, because we sacrifice our time sometimes for nothing over here. Yes, to see how the society can update a little bit more, you know.
I would like to just also take a second here to just kind of stand and say thank you to everybody. We've been trying for this process for many agendas now, and again, it has been moved at the last minute by the decision of the board. But I do want to acknowledge the public because you came prepared with a responsibility in your heart to take on that role, to provide that many hours
and to come as volunteer and say, I will give this many hours of my time. And I just wanted to just take a moment to just honor everybody from the public who came today. It did get, it is ending up in a different scenario. I just wanted to personally express my honor for you guys to be willing to offer that commitment to support programming and to be part of that process.
Yes, Madam Chair, and if the parliamentarian would like to check me on this, I would like to move that we proceed with the LSB member elections only at this time.
You should be crucified, my brother.
And that we postpone and that we delay for a half an hour or so the closed session, and that we now proceed with the LSB member elections but not the listener staff election.
We were in the middle of that process and we made a decision to recall.
No. That was with respect to the whole election. I'm proceeding. I'm moving that we proceed. That we proceed with the first half.
First person, you're so sick.
No outbursts in the audience, please.
Are you making a motion?
Yes, I am. That we proceed with the agenda, the first half of the program director search committee elections, that we proceed with the LSB member elections, but only.
Point of order over here.
I was amending a judge motion.
Well, you're not getting a second. We're going to postpone it.
The vote happens and then.
No,
that's fine.
You don't have the motion before you vote.
That's fine, but he's not getting a second to his amendment. So I'm calling for the vote.
Excuse me, she called for the question.
I'm calling the question. On the vote we have before the public session.
Yeah. Does anyone want to second the amendment?
No, apparently not.
We have a vote on the
motion.
Vote against the motion.
Too much time with all the jumble of questions to follow. Can you clearly state your motion? We're going to take a vote on it now.
Okay, and the, can I get mine so we know we
have the same one? Mr. Gary.
Okay, the motion. LSB shall postpone any further action on the PB search committee process until we had a ruling on the legality of including the public in this committee from the Pacifica Foundation.
I believe it's the Pacifica National Board.
Yeah, Pacifica National Board. I have Pacifica Foundation in my motion.
And I have it in my motion. That, so now or never.
Pacifica Foundation, in my capacity, has already begun making inquiries with HR regarding this question. So,
but it's going to a vote of the PM.
Yeah, well, of course. The point is to avoid litigation.
Point of information. We're waiting for a vote from the PMB.
The motion says that we will postpone the PD search process by formation of a committee until we hear from the PMB.
There's a motion on the floor.
Is
there an objection to calling the question?
Nothing new.
No, it's not
debatable. It's subject to objection.
So, you take a vote.
You take a vote and vote on the call.
You vote on the call, not
without objection.
Those in favor of calling the question.
Those in favor of ending discussion. Raise your hand.
Those in favor of ending discussion to call the question. Those in favor of not having a discussion. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Opposed? Abstention? Carried?
I'd like to be put to roll call vote.
On the question.
Okay, we'll do that as a roll call vote.
Let people know who's on record.
Yeah. Chuck Anderson.
On my vote.
Pass.
No.
Fred Blair, he's not
going to pass.
He can pass.
Let's keep our private comments to ourselves. We have the right to pass, to vote yes, or to vote no.
Okay.
Any criticism, please keep inside your own room. Thank you.
Fred Blair.
We are voting. He's taking a roll call vote on what we just voted on to end this sentence.
Thank
you, Mark, for what you're voting on.
I apologize.
So this is a yes vote to place Mr. Crumshaw's motion on the...
Can we be quiet? Can I be clarified? We are now voting on Mr. Crumshaw's motion. If you are in favor of Mr. Crumshaw's motion to postpone the formation of the TV Search Committee until we hear back from the Pacifica Foundation.
Please,
if you are in favor of Mr. Crumshaw's motion to postpone.
Vote yes.
We're offered the opportunity to pass. I don't know what a pass is. It's not Robert's rule.
Okay, I was at Lydia Person. Chris Condon.
Yes.
John Crumshaw.
Yes.
John DeCimio.
Yes.
Tej Grewal. We'll come back. Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
Brenda Medina.
No.
Dutch Merrick.
No.
Michael Novick.
No.
John Parker.
No.
Steve Pride.
Yeah.
Summer Reed.
Yeah.
Lawrence Reyes.
No.
John Wenger.
Yes.
Lamont Yakey.
Yes.
Going back for passes, Chuck Anderson, how do you vote?
No, not nine.
Is there any member present who I omitted from the vote? Okay, the yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And the noes are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and no abstentions. Yeses are 9, noes are 7, abstentions are 0. Madam Chair?
Motion carries.
I move that we adjourn to closed session and extend time as discussed in closed session.
Second. Would you like to extend time? Would you like to finish?
Well, we can decide once we get into closed session.
Are there any objections to adjourning the open session?
Tomorrow I'm filing a complaint with the IRS so that Pacific Edward County gets closed down completely because all of you are
gone. Okay. Meeting is adjourned again.
Closed session.
Open session is adjourned. Thank you.